At an Apple store in Vancouver, British Columbia, there was an employee whose name was Sam. Sam Sung. Yeah, kind of like Apple's biggest competitor in the smartphone world. According to the report, he is no longer working for Apple. Doesn't say why. He hasn't been for a few months now. But he probably could have seen that one coming.
I really wonder if it was because of his name.
Yeah, I kind of do too.
Well, you know, you're going to be at a lot of holiday parties this time of year, and there's going to be lots of photos taken, but you want to take the best photo possible, you know, at the party. When's the best time to do that? Well, there's a new study that has figured out exactly when that moment is. It's 2 hours and 36 minutes after the party starts. So if you want to get a great photo with everyone at your Christmas party this year, and it starts at 7 p.m., you need to give everyone some time to roll in, meet people they don't know, get into some conversations, and have a few drinks, but obviously not too many. And you'll want to take that photo at 9:36. Study found that after 3 hours, people start to leave the party or start to look more disheveled than when they showed up. So two hours and 36 minutes after the party starts, that's when you'll get the best photo.
So taking it at 3 a.m. was not a good idea then? Is that what you're saying?
Obviously not. Yeah. You're never up at 3 a.m. Were you kidding?
I actually was up at 3 a.m. recently, and it wasn't to go to work. Last week, two guys successfully stole a bunch of electronics from a Walmart in Florida. They loaded it up in the car, and then they decided, this is such a good deal, let's go back and get some more. But at that point, of course, Walmart security had called police, so the guys were trying to leave with their second round of stolen electronics, and guess who was waiting for them? The police. They were both arrested.
What are you looking forward to this holiday season, and what are you not looking forward to so much? Here are five highlights from a recent survey. Top thing people are looking forward to is spending time with family and friends. 52% say that's their favorite thing about the holidays, but that's down from 66% in 2007, and 2% say family time is the worst part of the holidays. Only 2% of people say getting presents is what they're looking forward to the most, but the survey doesn't include kids, so that's probably right. Completely different. And 9% of people say giving gifts is their favorite part of the holidays. 5% say gift giving is the least favorite part of the holidays. And 9% of people say they're not looking forward to anything about the holiday season. 18% say they're looking forward to everything.
Canadian Airlines, speaking of the holidays and Christmas, it's WestJet in Canada, recently asked their passengers before takeoff what they wanted for Christmas. Then they landed, and the presents came out of the conveyor belt of the baggage claim wrapped with their name on them and everything. They had gotten 150 volunteers to go out and buy the stuff that people requested, including tablets, free airline tickets, and a 50-inch television. I feel a little bad for the guy who really didn't think it was a legitimate request and just asked for socks and underwear. And that's exactly what he got. Your Stack of Leftovers has been brought to you by Silver Creek Liquor. They're right on Highway 7 in Mountain Iron.